诗篇的121篇。
So we'll actually look at a couple psalms there, beginning in 121.
我们会来读两处的诗篇，先来看诗篇的121。
So Psalm 121, beginning in verse 1, and I'll read the whole psalm, and then our brother will read it in Chinese. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
诗篇第121篇，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害。他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
Then over in Psalm 126.
然后是诗篇的126篇。
Psalm 126, all six verses. When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
诗篇126篇，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
In Psalm 133.
好，还有一个诗篇是诗篇的133篇。
Psalm 133 verses 1 through 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
诗篇133篇。看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Then finally, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, we're going to look at verses 14 and 16.
那最后一处是在哥林多后书的第二章第十四到十六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16.
哥林多后书第二章十四到十六节。
But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.To the one, an aroma from death to death. To the other, an aroma from life to life.
第十四节，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上， 就做了啊，都有基督馨香之气，在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。
All right, let's just have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do come to you today and look to you for your speaking and your awakening of our hearts.
主啊，我们今天到你面前是来仰望你，愿你的话来苏醒我们。
Lord, we see that the flesh is willing, but it is weak. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak.
有的时候我们灵里面愿意，但肉体却是软弱的。
But Lord, we know we can trust in you and cast ourselves upon you.
但是我们知道我们可以信靠你，把自己交在你手中。
And so we ask that you would open our eyes and speak to us, Lord, and show us some fresh glimpse of your beauty.
主啊，愿意你打开我们的眼，向我们说话，让我们可以瞥见你自己的美丽。
And open our hearts to receive and to respond unto your glory.
愿意你打开我们的心，让我们可以接受并且回应，是为着你自己的荣耀。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So the three psalms that we just read come from a group of psalms called the Songs of Ascent.
刚才我们读到的这一组诗篇，他们是在上行之诗里面的。
That represents Psalm 120 through 134.
这个上行之诗呢，是从诗篇的120篇到134篇。
The children of Israel used to sing these psalms when they would go up to Jerusalem three times a year for the feasts.
那以色列当时那些子民呢，他们每一年三次到耶路撒冷过节的时候，路上就唱这些诗。
And this series of psalms speaks of spiritual growth.
这一系列的诗篇讲到的是属灵的成长。
Now when we think of journeying to the high places,
当我们想到这个旅程是向高处的时候，
we praise the Lord for he took us up to the mount a couple of weeks ago in San Antonio.
我们要感谢神，因为在两周前圣丹安东尼奥，神把我们带到了那个属灵的高处。
And it was a special time because his presence was there.
这是一个非常特别的时候，因为神就在那里与我们同在。
He brought us together and he showed us his glory and we beheld his beauty.
他让我们这样聚集的时候呢，把他的荣耀向我们显现，我们也看到他的美丽。
And we saw a vision of him transfigured.
而且我们可以看到他是那个变相的。
And he encouraged us to be prepared for his triumphant return.
而且他也鼓励我们，让我们来预备他那个得胜的再来。
Now before the conference started, we did sense he had something special for that time.
在这个夏令会开始之前，我们已经感觉到这一次会有一些特别。
And that's because the time was particularly contested this year.
因为今年呢，这个时候呢，这个事情里面有很多的征战。
From the very beginning, we had challenges even getting together and pray during the planning for the conference.
在开始我们计划这个夏令会的时候，甚至弟兄们聚集在一起祷告都有困难。
And in the days before the conference, many families experienced a lot of difficulties with car troubles and illnesses and job pressures.
那在这夏令会开始刚要开始那个之前，许多弟兄姐妹的家里面就有很多难处，比如说疾病啊，或者那个车出问题啊，甚至工作上面也有不同的压力。
Now it's always a challenge every year when we try to come together for the conference, but this year particularly so.
往年呢，每一次我们有夏令会都有很多挑战，但今年更是这样。
And we know the Lord desires to gather His church and to build us together.
我们知道神他是想望把我们聚集在那里，让他的教会得建造的。
But we're reminded we have an enemy whose goal is to distract and to delay the purpose of God.
但我们也被提醒，就是神面前其实是有仇敌的。这个仇敌他处心积虑的想要搅扰想要阻挡神的旨意。
So then just before we're going, we have an elevator break in the dorm.
就在我们去的时候，甚至那个住的地方里面的电梯坏掉了。
We get news from the school that many of the facilities that we're used to using are not available this year.
而且我们得到消息，就是往年我们所用的一些设施，或者一些设备，在今年呢就不能再去使用了。
We also have special events on campus that make our time a little bit more challenging.
而且在校园里面呢，当时也有其他的活动，让我们就更富有挑战性了。
And then during the summer conference, we have a young child get injured, and we have an emergency situation.
而且在夏令会中间有一个小孩子，他呢就有这个要去急救的这么紧急的事情。
But we praise the Lord for His all-sufficient grace.
但是我们要赞美我们的神，因为他的恩典是全足的。
I was particularly encouraged the next day after the incident, walking back from the meeting place, and I got to walk alongside this young child who had been in the emergency room till late that night.
那尤其是在事件发生之后的第二天，我呢就有这么一个机会，跟那个前一天晚上还在急救室的孩子一起走到聚会的地方。
His family was back at the conference testifying of the keeping and the caring of the Lord.
而且这个家庭就回到我们中间，在那里来见证神的保守，还有神的这些看顾。
These many challenges press us into the Lord.
其实这些挑战呢，是带我们到主的面前。
They cause us to lift our eyes up to the Lord who is our help.
而且让我们呢可以举目来观看那帮助我们的神。
And that is a very good place to be.
这其实一个很好的一个地步。
And we saw the Lord graciously come and meet us and reveal Himself.
我们也看到神在恩典里面与我们相会，也在那里来带领我们。
However, the Lord does not keep us physically on the mount.
但是神并不是让我们就在这个山上这样人在那里而已。
He actually calls us to return to the everyday activities of lives and walk through this valley.
他其实还会带我们到每天的生活和日常这个山谷的里面。
I'm reminded of the story of hinds feet on high places, which the fifth grade is actually reading currently.
这就提醒我们五年级的孩子们一起来读的这一本书，名字叫做《如母鹿的蹄稳行在高处》。
And it is a story for all ages, by the way.
其实这里面的故事呢，是给每一个年龄段的人。
And it's the story of the Lord, how the Lord takes us to the high places and reveals His presence to us.
这个故事呢，就是神把我们带到高处，把他自己启示给我们。
And in His presence, we are transformed.
在他的同在里面，我们就被改变了。
And the Lord gives us His Holy Spirit to then come and walk day by day in His presence, even while we're on this earth.
然后神就赐给我们圣灵，让我们可以天天的在这个地上行走，过一个这样的得胜的生活。
To live a victorious Christian life today.
今天就可以过一个得胜的生活。
Now it's been 2 weeks since we've been at the conference.
那现在离这个夏令会已经过去有两周了。
And the question is, where do we find ourselves today?
那问题就是，我们今天发现我们自己在哪里呢？
Our brother Livingston reminded us that the word we receive has to be worked into our heart, has to become ours.
王伯希弟兄提醒过我们，我们所听到的，我们所接受的话语，要在心中要成为我们里面的一部分。
It needs to move from just our head into our hearts.
要从我们的头脑里面要转到心中。
We need to be spiritually exercised.
我们必须在属灵上面有操练。
And we need that reality of what it means to walk with Him by faith day by day.
我们需要来知道这个凭信跟他天天与神同行到底是什么。
Because we know when we are found walking with Him day by day, there is this aroma of Christ.
那如果我们能够天天与神同行的话，在我们身上就有这个香气。
So Brother Lucio also showed us how Peter connected what he saw on the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord's return.
那 Lucio 弟兄呢也给我们看到，就是彼得把那个在变化山上的这件事与主的再来连在一起。
And he exhorted us to be ready.
他呢也在那里叮嘱我们要预备。
So this morning I want to take a look at some aspects of Peter's life.
那今天早上呢我们就来看一看彼得他的生命。
What he saw and experienced, and then how that was worked out in his life.
他看到了什么？他经历了什么？这些在他生命里面有什么作用？
Like Peter, we want to walk with Jesus, and we want to see the reality of this vision worked out in our lives.
像彼得一样，我们也想要与主同行，要看到这个意象在我们的生命里面能做什么。
So we want to really consider three aspects of Peter's journey.
那我们来思考彼得他人生的这个旅程的时候，来看三个方面。
And it relates to the series of psalms that we read as well.
也是与我们刚才所读到的三个诗篇是有关系的。
First being that the way of the cross is an exchanged life.
第一件事就是十字架的道路是一个替换的生命。
The second being that we need to be conscious of Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit.
第二件事呢，就是我们需要在这个内住的圣灵里面意识到我们的基督，对基督有意识。
And third, that we need to see Christ in His body, in the body of Christ.
第三件事就是我们需要在基督的身体里面来看到主他自己。
So this exchanged life.
那这个替换的生命。
Vision is important, and vision must be tested.
意象是非常重要的，但意象呢也需要经过试验的。
So Peter, James, and John were privileged to be on the Mount of Transfiguration and to see the Lord displayed in His glory.
那彼得、雅各跟约翰呢，他们有这样一个特别的机会，有特权可以在这个变化山上看到主。
However, a danger that we can face when we have such a revelation or a vision is we can have spiritual pride.
那有的时候呢，有一个危险，就是当我们看到主的荣耀的时候呢，却在里面就生出一个属灵的骄傲。
We think we now know something or that we're special because we've seen some vision.
现在呢，我们知道一些事了我现在很特别了，这个人，因为我看到了这个异象。
And we actually try to take what we've seen or heard, and we want to try and live this Christian life.
这个时候呢，我们也要把我们看见的、听见的在自己身上呢，试着活出来了。
So we strive in our flesh and to do what we can do to live the Christian life.
然后就在我们的肉体里面挣扎、努力，想要活出一个基督徒的生命。
But we need to see that we are totally incapable of living such a life.
但我们必须要认识到，我们自己是不能活出这样生命的。
But there is a life that has been given to us that can live victoriously day by day.
但是却有一个生命赐给我们，让我们天天过得胜的生活。
There is one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, who overcame sin and death and is resurrected.
有一个人就是耶稣基督，他已经胜过了罪和死，他也得胜了。
And He has given us that victorious life.
他把这个得胜的生命已经赐给我们。
And it's not a matter of making this old man better, it's a matter of that new Christ life.
并不在乎怎么样让这个旧的东西变好，而在乎这个接受这个新的生命。
An exchanged life.
这是一个替换过的生命。
Now this was not an entirely new lesson for Peter.
对彼得来讲，这应该不是一个新的功课。
A few days before the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord was actually with His disciples and asked them a question.
在这个变化山之前几天，主耶稣跟这些门徒们在一起。
He said, "Who do you say that I am?"
他就问他们，你们说我是谁？
And Peter was the one that declared, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那彼得就是那个开口说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子那一个人。
And Jesus told Peter, "Blessed are you." For flesh has not revealed this, but my spirit, the Lord has, my Father in heaven has revealed this to you.
那个时候耶稣就说，你是有福的，因为不是属血肉的来指示你，是在天上的父指示你的。
Then Jesus actually goes forward and tells the disciples that he came in order to die and to take sin and he would be resurrected.
然后主耶稣就告诉这些门徒，他来就是为了要死，来去除我们的罪，但是呢，他又要再复活。
So the Lord's trying to reveal what the plan is, and Peter argues with the Lord.
所以主在那里把他的计划向他们来启示，但是呢，彼得却在那里与主争论。
Peter thinks he knows better and says, "No, Lord, I'm not going to let that happen."
然后彼得觉得他懂得更多，他就说，这绝不临到你。
And the Lord says, "Get behind me, Satan."
然后主就对他说，退到我后面去吧，撒旦。
Now, how humbling is that? One, the Father has revealed something to you, and the next thing he's saying that Satan is working in your heart.
这是何等让人降卑甚至羞辱的事情！前一分钟是父在那里启示你，你这么有父，但下一分钟你就是撒旦。
So this is actually when the Lord then turns and tells his disciples the verse in Luke 9:23, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
就是在这个时候，主耶稣讲了在路加福音九章二十三节这句话，就说若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架跟随我。
We see in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was willing to set aside his will for the Father's perfect will to be done.
在克西马尼园的时候，我们已经看到主耶稣他愿意把自己的意思放下，让父的意思可以成就。
Recognizing that if he denied himself, the Lord would, or his Father would bring forth life everlasting.
他知道不是凭他自己，是因为父要把这个永远的生命带下来。
And praise the Lord that he was willing to go to the cross on our behalf.
那我们也要感谢我们的主，他愿意去十字架上为了我们。
To redeem us that we might be born again and have this life everlasting.
这样的话，他救赎了我们，可以让我们有这样一个复活的生命。
So how do we deny ourselves and take up this cross? What is our cross?
那怎么样来舍己啊，背起十字架来跟从他呢？什么是十字架呢？
Our brother Oswald Chambers expressed it this way. He said, "Our cross is that we manifest before the world the fact that we are sanctified to do nothing but the will of God."
那个 Oswald Chambers 这样一个弟兄，他曾经这样来表达，他说：“我们的十字架呢，就是我们在世界面前来彰显这么一个事实：我们被分别为圣之后，除了神的旨意之外，什么都不做。”
Simply recognizing we have been created，
就是这么简单的承认，我们被创造是为着他的旨意
，by the Almighty God，
是借着大能的神。
And our desire and goal is to fulfill that purpose.
那我们的这个期望，我们的目的应该就是来成就这样的旨意。
Now, despite all that Peter had seen and all that he experienced walking with the Lord,
但是虽然彼得这样的看见了主，也与主同行了。
As Jesus is preparing to go to the cross, we again see Peter arguing with the Lord.
那当主耶稣上十字架的时候，我们也看到彼得还在那里来争论。
The Lord is again telling his disciples what must happen, that he must go to the cross.
我们也看到主告诉门徒他要上十字架的时候。
And Peter again says, no, Lord, that's not going to happen.
那彼得就说主啊，这事绝不临到你。
Peter says, I will go to prison for you. I will even go to death to protect you.
然后呢，他就说，就算我被抓，就算我死了的话，我都要来保护你，来帮助你。
But the fact is that Peter did not know himself.
但这个事实是什么呢？就是彼得他不认识他自己。
And the Lord tells Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail you, and when you once...Or once when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren.
那主也告诉彼得说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And then this is when the Lord tells Peter.Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.
在这个时候，其实主也跟彼得讲，就是鸡叫两次之先，你要三次不认我。
We need to recognize that we do have a fierce enemy who wants to snatch away this life.
那我们需要被提醒，需要知道，就是有一个凶猛的敌人，他要把我们从神面前夺走。
He wants to frustrate the will of God being fulfilled.
他要阻挡神旨意的成就。
And we need to recognize that we are no match for this enemy.
而且我们要知道，我们跟这个仇敌完全不是对手的。
But we have an all-victorious life in us.
但是我们却有一个全胜的生命在我们里面。
A life the enemy cannot touch.
这个生命是仇敌完全碰不到的。
So we cannot strive just to live this Christian life.
所以我们不能说努力来活一个基督徒的生活。
But that is exactly what the Lord wants to do, is he wants us to live a victorious life today and forever.
虽然那个这其实这就是主的旨意，就是让我们从今时直到永远来活出一个得胜的生活。
But like Peter, we need to see that we're inadequate of doing that in ourselves.
但是彼得这件事让我们看到，就是我们在自己里面是不足够的。
So we see this crowd come to attack the Lord, and Peter then acts quickly, and he takes his sword and he cuts off one of the servant's ears.
那我们就看到这些众人来捉拿主耶稣的时候，这时候彼得呢，就抽出刀来把这个大祭司的仆人的耳朵砍下来。
Now the Lord did not need Peter to protect him.
其实主并不需要彼得这样来保护他。
We even have the record where the Lord spoke and the whole crowd fell down.
而且在圣经上已经记载了，当主耶稣口里说出一句话之后，这众人都退后跌倒。
Lost my train of thought there.
我们弟兄现在还在思想。
So the crowd did stand back up, and then they took Jesus after he had actually rebuked Peter.
那我们也看到这个众人他们当时这样跌倒，但是后来他们还是把主耶稣捉拿了。
Because the Lord recognized that he needed to go to the cross and he needed to bring forth resurrection life.
因为主耶稣知道他一定要上十字架，把这个复活的生命带下来。
So then Peter went from being the defender of the Lord to now he joins the rest of the disciples and in fear they all run away.
那彼得呢就从那个保护主的这么勇敢的人呢就变成跟其他人一样其他门徒一样就是四散奔逃了。
However, Peter and John then secretly follow the crowd as they take the Lord to the courtyard of the high priest.
那这个之后当主耶稣被捉拿到大祭司的院子里面的时候其实彼得跟约翰还是暗暗的跟随的。
And this is where we find Peter trying to just blend in with the crowd.
这个时候我们就看到彼得他是怎么样呢？他就是把自己这个混在这个人群中。
But it wasn't possible. Peter had been with the Lord. He could no longer just blend in with the world.
但这是不可能的事，因为他跟随过主耶稣，跟随过主耶稣之后，他就不可能再这么混在世人里面了。
And when he was questioned three times, Peter denies the Lord.
但是当人质问他三次的时候，他都不认主。
And when he realized what he has done, he's totally devastated.
当他意识到自己所做的是什么的时候，他整个人都崩溃了。
He departs in tears, a broken and humble man.
他就带着眼泪出去，成了一个被破碎、被降卑的人。
Like Peter, we need to learn that we cannot live by our will and our emotions.
所以像彼得一样，我们也需要知道，不能凭着我们的情感，凭着我们的意志去活。
Even this revelation that we may have gotten at the conference a couple weeks ago cannot sustain us.
就算我们两周前在夏令会所得着的这个启示，也不能来支撑我们。
We tend to get a spiritual high, and then we're going to go forth.
有了这个属灵的这个高处之后，那我们需要继续往前的。
Then we return back to the world, and our emotions go up and down.
当我们到世界里面的时候，情感一定是上上下下的。
So where are we today?
那今天我们在哪里呢？
Are we manifesting a fragrance of Christ as we walk day by day, or is there an odor of ourself and of the world?
我们今天是不是天天与主同行，身上带着香气呢？还是说有着自己或者这个世界上的臭气在我们身上？
Are we tempted by what the world has to offer, or will we stand in that vision the Lord has given us a couple of weeks ago?
我们是不是被世界所引诱了？还是说我们还是坚立在两周前所领受的那个意象里面？
Not shrinking back and not simply trying to blend back in with the world.
并不是退后，也并不是混在这个世界中的人。
The Lord called us to be a holy people.
因为神呼召我们是要成为圣洁的国民。
But like Peter, we first need to know our inadequacy and our incapability of being that.
那像彼得身上一样，我们也需要意识到我们自己是不能够的。
And then we can come to where Peter did, and in 2 Peter 1:3 he says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness,through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence.
然后我们也可以像彼得一样讲出这样的话，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我们的帮助是从我们的荣耀的主而来，他是创造天地的耶和华。
He will uphold us, and He does not sleep or slumber.
他会来扶持我们，他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Therefore, we can have continual, unbroken fellowship with Him.
这样的话，我们可以与他有这个不间断的交通。
He is ever attentive to us, and He is always glad to come and meet us.
他一直在关注着我们，他也随时与我们相遇。
And He tells us, "Seek Him, and you will find me."
因为他自己说，寻找的就寻见。
Knock and the door will be open.
叩门的就给他开门。
We need to call upon Him first thing every morning.
每天早上我们的第一件事应该就是呼求他。
And then continually consecrate ourselves and return to the Lord throughout the day.
而且在这一天之中不断地把自己再奉献给他。
Peter in his devastation tried to go back to what he knew.
在彼得崩溃了之后他就想回到他以前所知道的里面。
Peter said, I'm going fishing. I know how to fish.
然后他就说我去打鱼因为我知道怎么打鱼。
And then he strived all night long, but he caught nothing.
然后他整晚的努力却抓不着任何的鱼。
And then that morning, the voice from the shore called out and said, do you have any fish?
然后在那一天早上在岸边就有一个声音问他你们有没有得着什么鱼呢？
And the Lord said, throw the net on this side.
然后主就说把你们的网撒在这一边。
And when Peter obeyed, there was an abundance of fish, something he had seen before.
然后呢，当他们下网之后，就捞出许多的鱼。这件事其实彼得以前看见过的。
This same Jesus that had met him and redeemed him originally was there again to refresh him and encourage him.
就是那个起初来呼召他来救赎他的主，那天早上也在岸边来呼召他。
And the Lord wanted to take him even deeper.
但是主要把他带到水深之处。
So Peter jumped out of the boat and he ran to the Lord.
然后彼得呢就跳到船外，就想游到主耶稣面前，就游到了主耶稣面前。
And he found forgiveness and he found restoration.
他在那里就得着了赦免，也得着了这个复活的生命。
We see in Acts 3:19 that's recorded where Peter is speaking and he says, "Repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away." In order that time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
在《使徒行传》的第三章，那个时候彼得就像众人这么说，就是你们要悔改，使你们的罪得赦，就必领受所应许的圣灵。
So if we've come back down from the mountain, we've jumped right back into the world.
当我们从山上下来，回到世界里面的时候。
And it seems like nothing has changed, and the glory has seemed to fade a little.
也许我们感觉到没什么改变嘛，而且那个荣耀好像慢慢的已经消逝了。
We can look up and we can fix our eyes again on Jesus.
但我们还是可以回转，可以来举目来仰望我们的主。
He delights to reveal Himself afresh to us today.
因为他很愿意、很乐意今天。更新的把自己启示给我们。
And as we cry out to Him and as we repent, He reveals Himself in ways that we will know Him.
当我们悔改向他呼求的时候，他就会在一个新的更新的方式里面，在活的这个方式的里面来向我们显示启示。
Ways that will reinforce who He is and His love for us and this life that He has put within us.
在这样的方式里面，他会在启示他自己是谁，他的爱是什么，还有这个生命的内容。
And that He is there to guard our going out and our coming in.
而且他也
now and forever.
他也在我们出入的时候来保守我们，从今时直到永远。
To grow spiritually, we simply must deny ourselves, and He will come in ways beyond what we can imagine.
所以在这个生命成长的里面我们必须要走这一条十字架的路那他就会用我们甚至想不到的方式来改变我们
to fulfill his glorious will
来达到他自己这个荣耀的旨意
So secondly we must recognize that how he feels is putting his Holy Spirit within us
那第二件事我们要知道的就是他怎么成就呢就是把圣灵赐给我们
And he's given us his Holy Spirit in order to lead us moment by moment, day by day
他把圣灵赐给我们所以呢我们可以在时时刻刻的蒙引领被教导
We can be Christ conscious every moment of the day because of the Spirit he has put in us
所以在时时刻刻我们都可以意识到基督他自己，因为在我们里面有圣灵。
So upon his restoration, the Lord exhorted Peter to feed his sheep.
所以当彼得被恢复之后，主耶稣说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
And to tend his lambs.
喂养我的羊。
We then see Peter at Pentecost.
我们在五旬节又看到彼得。
The one that had denied the Lord.
就是这个曾经不认主的彼得。
Now he is filled with the Spirit, and he stands and he declares the truth.
这个时候他就被圣灵充满，就来宣告这个真理。
And in that truth he says, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
然后他就在那里宣告说，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And then it says 3,000 were saved.
在那里面记载说有3,000人那个时候就得救了。
Now Peter didn't save anyone. He wasn't capable of saving anyone.
其实彼得没有救任何一个人，他自己是没有这个能力的。
But Peter saw that as he surrendered and allowed the Lord to work.
但是如果彼得降服给主的话，主可以做的。
The Lord could use Peter to bring 3,000 to himself and save them.
因为主可以把这三千人带到自己的面前，让他们可以得救。
Peter was obedient to the work of the cross in his life, and it ended up magnifying and glorifying the Lord.
所以彼得他降服之后，让十字架在他身上做工，到后来他也可以在他的身上来彰显基督。
Then we see in Acts chapter 3, Peter is confronted by a beggar.
在使徒行传第三章，我们可以看到彼得就来到这个瘸腿的乞丐面前。
And Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. And in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk."
那时候彼得就说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Peter's testimony rightfully was all he had was Jesus.
所以彼得当时的见证是什么呢？他所有的一切就是基督。
But Peter saw that all he needed was Jesus.
那彼得也看到所有他需要的也唯有耶稣。
Jesus was more precious than any earthly treasure.
耶稣是比这世上所有的财宝都珍贵。
Peter understood that his true vocation, his job on earth, was one thing.
所以彼得也认识到，他在这个世上的职业只有一件事。
And it's really the same job that we have on earth.
也就是我们在这个地上应该有的那个职业。
So a brother in the workshop that I participated in the conference put it this way.
那在我在夏令会参加下午分组专题的时候，有一个弟兄是这么讲的。
He said that our true vocation, our true career calling is to be stewards of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他说呢，我们真正的呼召，真正的职业，就是做耶稣基督他福音的管家。
We too often try to separate our work life and our home life and our spiritual life.
有的时候我们总把家庭生活工作的生活还有属灵的生活分成各个部分。
But we only have one life.
但其实我们只有一个生活。
And it should be the life of Christ reigning in us.
就是基督的生命在我们里面做主掌权。
Our jobs, our social life, all these various hobbies we might have are just temporal or temporary on this earth.
我们的工作、社交还有业余的爱好，其实只是这个在地上暂时的事情。
But our stewardship of the gospel of Jesus Christ is for today and for eternity.
但是我们在耶稣基督的福音上面做管家这件事，是从今时到永远的。
And Peter took this stewardship very seriously.
那彼得呢？他接受了这个托付，做福音管家这件事上，他是非常认真的。
We see in Acts that Peter and the other disciples were daily gathering together and breaking bread.
然后我们就看到彼得跟其他的门徒们，信主的人都一起天天来擘饼。
Taking their meals together from house to house.
在家中用餐。
Devoting themselves to prayer and ministry of the word.
同心合意的横切祷告，而且呢，来传讲主的话语。
This is really the same opportunity we have daily.
也就是我们今天每天。 也有的这些机会。
The opportunity to have unbroken fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们可以有这个机会与基督耶稣有一个不间断的交通。
Throughout the day, we should be talking to the Lord.
在每一天之中，我们也应该一直与他来交谈。
As we face daily pressures or challenges in the workplace or at school,
不管我们在工作上面、在学业上面有挑战、有试验的时候
，As we simply make decisions of what are we to do today, where are we to go,
或者我们每天做要做一个决定，我该去哪里做什么事的时候
，What are we to buy?
我们应该购买什么的时候
，Who are we to meet up and have fellowship with today?
我应该与神与谁去聚会来交通呢
？Or perhaps our teenager comes to us and they want some help.
有的时候青少年到我们面前需要一些帮助。
Perhaps it's a decision on what classes or extracurricular activities they should be involved in.
也许他们问的就是学业上面，比如关乎课外怎么安排的事情。
And the question is, do we help them stop and pray and listen to the Lord, or do we use our own wisdom and thoughts?
那这个时候。问题就是说，我们是靠自己的聪明来安排呢，还是说我们跟他们一起来寻求到主面前祷告
？In our lives and to our children, we want to display that the Lord is Lord of all.
所以在孩子们的身上，我们应该有这样一个体现，就是主他是万有的主。
And we all should be devoted to the ministry of the word.
而且我们都应该。为着这个话语的执事来献身。
That does not mean that we just come up here and stand behind this podium.
并不是说要站在这里，站在这个讲台后面。
Each and every one of us has the ability to declare the Lord has done great things for us.
每一个人，我们都有这个能力，可以来宣扬主在我们身上所做成的。
And we should be declaring that, and we should be sharing with one another how the Lord has helped us and delivered us from trials and pressures.
而且我们应该这样彼此的分享，讲讲主怎么样在这个试炼困难里面来帮助了我们。
I know many saints over the last 2 weeks have been faced with these challenges and pressures as the Lord wants to distract us and snatch away this word that we heard.
那我也知道在夏令会回来之后很多的圣徒就碰到这样那样的挑战这些事情就是仇敌要把我们从主面前夺走
But what wonderful testimonies we heard last weekend
但是上一周我们也听到许多美好的交通
And I appreciated our sister Sakura sharing how immediately when she comes home from the conference she's faced with this pressure and has to go drive at night and the Lord is really, I shouldn't say the Lord's challenging, the world's challenging her, and she had to find the strength of the Lord, right?
那我特别的感激就是听到萧华姐妹的见证，她怎么样在夏令会回来之后，还需要在那个夜晚的时候开车，但是在这个挑战的里面，神却给了她力量。
What I loved and what I was reminded of this week is how the Lord took His word and made it very real to her.
而且呢，在这一切的挑战里面，在这个世界这样来试炼他的时候，他却在心里面有神的话在他里面被他得着。
And how she quoted Psalm 23, "Yea, though I drive through the valley of the shadow of death."
然后他就被提醒在诗篇23篇，虽然我开过死荫的幽谷。
Now she wasn't changing the verse; she was applying the verse.
他并没有改变这个章节，他是把这个章节运用到自己的身上。
And the Lord wants to take His word and apply it to our lives.
所以主也愿意把让他的话在我们的生命里面可以被应用出来。
Peter, through his daily communion with the Lord, was sustained through many pressures.
那彼得在他的生命里面与神同行的这些路程里面有许多的压力。
Through threats, through beatings, through imprisonments.
有这些恐吓，有逼迫，有囚禁。
We even find him in prison, chained by multiple guards, but there he is at rest with the Lord.
虽然他在这个监牢里面，与这个士兵甚至用铁链锁在一起，但是他还是有那个完全的平安。
And as he rested, the Lord came and met him miraculously.
当他在这个平安里面的时候，主就奇迹般的与他来遇见。
And delivered him from that bondage and imprisonment.
而且把他从监牢里面解救出来。
As Peter communed daily with the Lord was able to manifest himself in a glorious way.
所以当彼得这样每天与主同行交通的时候，主就把自己在这个 奇妙的方式里面显现。
And not because Peter was something great, but Peter was willing to let the Lord work in his life and flow forth abundantly.
并不是彼得有什么伟大的地方，只是彼得他允许神啊主在他的身上，也借着他有那个活水的江河可以涌流。
It's interesting, as prominent as Peter was when Jesus walked the earth and in the early days of the church.
很有意思的就是彼得在主耶稣在这个地上与门徒一起的时间，还有后面早期教会的时候都非常的著名。
The Bible gives us no record of the latter days of his life.
但是在他生命的后面那个阶段，圣经却没有记载什么。
Until we get to 1st and 2nd Peter, where we get a glimpse that he has been continually walking and communing with the Lord.
直到我们读到彼得前书后书的时候，才可以看到他原来一直在与主交流，一直在与主同行。
And that as the Lord reveals to him, he's at the end of his life.
就像他在生命末了的时候，神主也向他启示。
We see Peter continuing to diligently gather with the saints to encourage them and to tell them to be ready for the Lord's return.
我们可以看到彼得一直持续的跟圣徒们在一起来鼓励他们，提醒他们要预备主的再来。
I think it's a wonderful reminder that it's not about our ministry or our accomplishments.
所以这也是对我们一个很好的提醒，不关乎我们的服事。
It's simply about living for the purpose that we were created for.
完全是在乎我们被创造所要达到的，所要成就的到底是什么。
Brought some questions to my mind.
这个也让我有一些思想，有一些问题。
Have we been nourishing lives of people in the understanding of Jesus?
那我们有没有因着认识基督有他的生命在里面，这样来供应周围的人呢？
Or has our aim been to maintain our particular deposit or doctrine?
或者我们所在乎的只是来持守一个特别的一个教训而已。
A brother Oswald Chambers wrote that according to Jesus, divine loyalty means that we feed his sheep in the knowledge of Christ.
那这个 Oswald Chambers 弟兄他曾经这么写道，根据耶稣所讲的这个神圣的中心到底是什么呢？就是说我们一直在这里因着认识基督而喂养他的羊。
And I love the way he put one of the ways that we do this.
那我也感谢主，因为他有一个很好的讲法。
In the Christian life, it is never do, but rather be, and I, the Lord, will do through you.
他说在基督徒的生命里面从来都不是去做，反而是你是，然后呢，主就可以借着我们来做。
Another thought that's been very helpful to me is the way our brother Stephen Kong summed this up.
那另外有一个讲法，也是那个江守道弟兄所提出的，非常帮助我。
It is not an elimination of our humanity.
并不是要消除我们的这个人性。
Spiritual life does not eliminate humanity.
属灵的生命并不消除我们的人性。
But rather it expresses Christ through our humanity.
反而是借着我们的这个人性来彰显基督。
If he did not want us to be human, he would not have created us human.
如果他不愿意我们做人的话，他为什么创造我们成为人呢？
But in our humanity, we know that we are fallen and that we must be redeemed.
但是在这个人性里面，我们知道我们曾经堕落，需要被救赎。
Well, the good news is he wants to redeem us, and he wants to restore our humanity to express his divinity.
那感谢神，因为主他愿意来救赎我们，来恢复我们的人性，来彰显他借着这个人性来彰显他自己的神圣。
He expresses his divinity through our humanity.
是他借着我们的人性来彰显他的神圣。
Our personality, who we are, is not eliminated.
我们这个每个人的个性并没有被消除。
But his spirit is to have control of our personality and who we are.
但是呢，圣灵是要来在我们的这个个性里面来掌管。
We are to express the character of Christ.
我们要来彰显的是主他自己的性情。
We were not meant to be independent. We were meant to be dependent on Christ.
我们不应该成为那个自主的人，我们应该是时时的来依赖基督。
Then we see a third aspect in Peter's life of this spiritual growth.
那我们在彼得的生命里面也看到属灵生命成长的第三个方面。
This aspect of where we need a vision of Christ in his body.
就是我们需要看到这个身体的意象，也在身体里面看见这个意象。
So in Acts chapter 10, we find Peter and he's up on the housetop at Simon the Tanner's.
那在使徒行传第十章，我们看到彼得那个时候在俏皮匠西门家里的屋顶上。
And he went up there to be with the Lord and to commune with him.
他在那里面呢与主来交流，与主来交通，在那里祷告。
And as he's up there, the Lord gives him this beautiful vision of his body.
当他在上面屋顶上面的时候，主就把这个美好的这个身体的意象赐给他。
But to see it, Peter could not stand on his past or what he thought he knew.
这个时候呢，我们就可以看到彼得因着他以前所知道、所了解的事情，就不能走在这条路上。
Sometimes all of us, our background or our traditions and our culture can be a hindrance to Christ showing the fullness of what he desires.
有的时候我们自己的背景啊、传统啊、文化阻挡我们能够看到这个身体的这个意象。
Peter had a mindset, but he had to lay it down in order to see what the fullness of the Lord's heart was.
彼得他有自己的心思，但他需要把这个心思放下，才能可以看到基督的那个丰满。
So we'll remember that Peter was hungry, and what the Lord did was he brought down a sheet full of food as a picture before Peter.
那我们可以看到那个时候呢，彼得他饿了，然后呢，这个异象里面呢，就有一些食物降下来。
And he told Peter, "Rise, kill and eat."
然后呢，主就告诉彼得说，起来宰了吃。
And Peter says, "No, Lord."
然后这个彼得又说，主啊，这是不可的。
Sound familiar?
是不是听起来很熟悉？
The Lord was trying to expand and did expand Peter's vision.
这个时候其实主要做的就是把彼得他的眼界要打开。
Peter said, "I've never eaten anything unclean or impure animals. It goes against my culture and traditions."
然后彼得就说，这些俗物啊、不洁净的物我从来没吃过。他说，这些是来与我的传统、与我的以前的那些是相反的。
It's like associating with a Gentile, and I'm a Jew.
就像我要跟这些外邦人在一起，但我是犹太人呢。
The Lord was opening Peter's eyes.
其实主在那里要打开彼得的眼。
Helping Peter see there's no Jew, no Gentile.
要帮助彼得来看到并不分犹太人、希腊人。
Really no Chinese, no Caucasian, no any race the way we define them.
没有什么中国人呢、白人呢，就是用我们自己的那些定义来区分。
Only saints washed in the blood of the Lamb.
只有在羔羊的血里被洗净的圣徒。
Galatians 3:28 tells us you are all one in Christ.
在这个加勒太书第三章第二十八节里面讲，在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
And may that be the aroma that we put forth that is of Christ and not of man and his traditions and ideas.
所以愿意这就是在我们身上的香气，是基督在我们里面出来，不是一个人他自己的那些背景传统。
So we saw Peter obey and he entered Cornelius's house.
那我们就看到彼得他顺服了，去到了哥尼流的家里。
He shared the gospel and the household was saved.
然后他在那里分享福音之后，全家那里那时候的人都得救了。
But Peter also saw a fuller picture. What he'd seen on the mount was now even made fuller before him.
那现在呢，彼得也看到那个山上的异象呢，在这个时候也越来越丰满了。
This was not just to bring salvation to Cornelius's house. This was a work that was also being done on Peter himself.
这不光只是把救恩带到哥尼罗家里而已，是主在彼得自己身上要做的工作。
You know, we're so grateful to the Lord when he continues to work on us.
我们需要来感激主一直不断地在我们身上做工。
The question often is, do we give ground for the Lord to work on others?
但问题就是说，我们给不给神一个空间，让神在其他人身上也做呢？
Are we gracious to one another?
我们对彼此有没有连续的心呢？
We should be those that set the example of being humble and teachable in the body of Christ.
我们需要成为这样的榜样，就是在基督的身体里面，是一个谦卑的人，是一个连续人的人。
Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
因为弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
And we see to his dying day that Peter was with the brethren.
那我们看到彼得在他临死的那一段时候一直是跟弟兄姐妹们在一起的。
Sharing, fellowshipping, equipping the saints.
在那里交通，在那里来装备弟兄姐妹们，在那里也来提醒鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
And Peter writes in 1 Peter 3:8, To sum up, let all be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted,And humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
在彼得前书三章八节那里面，彼得这样说：总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂。倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
Saints, we must be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要，需要竭力来保守圣灵所赐那个合而为一的心。
Now, this does not mean that we're all going to be in agreement about everything.
这并不是说我们在所有的事上都有一致的意见。
Instead, what it means is that we need to have grace for one another.
反而他要讲到的是，我们对彼此要有恩典。
Give the Lord the opportunity to work in all.
让主有机会在我们每个人身上都做。
Give the Lord the opportunity to show us where we might all be wrong.
让主有一个机会跟我们全体来讲，也许我们都有错的地方。
May we learn to practice that long suffering for one another.
愿意我们来操练，就是对着彼此有恒久忍耐。
This begins even at home in our individual families.
这个是从家里开始的，在每一个家庭。
And let the Lord reveal this vision of Himself in glory.
然后让主可以在这个意象里面来彰显他的荣耀。
Dear saints, the Lord did bring us to the mount.
亲爱的圣徒们，主是会带我们上高山的。
And he revealed his glory to us in order to equip us to live a victorious Christian life today.
而且呢，他把他的荣耀向我们来显现，是为着让我们可以天天活一个得胜的基督徒生活。
May we not shrink back, but may we be those that are walking in the light of what he has shown us.
愿意我们不做那些退后的人，愿意我们是在这个光中的，在这里面与他来同行的。
Who realize where our help comes from, and we keep our eyes fixed on Him.
而且我们要意识到，要认识帮助从哪里而来，让我们来举目仰望耶和华。
And may we be those that are declaring He has done great things among us.
愿意我们是那些人可以来宣扬他在我们中间行了大事的人。
And He will do even greater things if we are willing to deny ourselves.
如果我们愿意来舍己的话，他要做更大的事。
To take up our cross and follow Him.
就是背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
May we learn to live in His presence moment by moment.
愿意我们来学习在时时刻刻活在他的里面。
And may we be found among His people, exhorting one another, encouraging one another.
愿意我们是那些人，跟弟兄姐妹们在一起，来彼此来鼓励、来劝诫的人。
Stirring up one another unto remembrance of who He is.
而且来激发、来提醒，让我们再来思想他是谁。
Dwelling together in unity.
让我们是在合一里面来彼此同居。
That will be a sweet aroma of Christ to those that believe and to those that don't yet believe.
这个时候，对信的人、对不信的人都会有那个香气。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your grace.
主啊，我们为你的恩典感谢你。
We thank you that you have made full provision for us to take hold of that all-sufficient grace.
你已经让我们可以来抓住你那 为我们所有所预备的。
To come into your presence and gaze upon your beauty.
可以来进到你的面前，瞻仰你的荣美。
And not just for a weekend or for an hour.
不光只是一个小时，在周末的时候。
But Lord, how marvelous that we can live in your presence day by day.
主啊，是何等的美好，我们可以天天住在你的同在里面。
Lord, may we see our inadequacy so that we give up and give all to you.
愿意我们可以认识到自己的不足，可以把自己完全的交托在你里面。
And allow you to bring us into the joy and the fullness of what's on your heart.
可以允许我们进入到你心中那个丰满喜乐的旨意里。
And that we would be those that may go, that may sow in tears but reap in great joy.
愿意我们是那些流泪出去撒种，也欢呼收割回来的人。
Joy that brings you honor and glory and praise.
因为这样的喜乐可以带给你尊贵荣耀跟权柄。
That we live lives that testify how great thou art.
我们的生命活出来可以见证何等伟大，你是我们的主。
And how great it is to be children of the Almighty God.
而且是何等的伟大，我们是成为那全能神的儿女。
We just commit ourselves into your all victorious hands.
我们把自己交在你全胜的手中。
And in the mighty name of Jesus we pray.
奉耶稣大能的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.